From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. UN Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura has presided over a new round of talks on Syria's political transition in Geneva. He underscored the need to preserve a six-week-old cessation of hostilities, shaken by what he called several in serious violations.
I did raise, and by the way, I raised it in each capital, my concern about the deterioration in some places of the security situation, but they have been still incidents and not a bushfire.
De Mistura, who met with Russian, Syrian, Iranian, and Jordanian officials during a break in the proximity talks, promised to go deeper this time into the issue of a political transition. A top Syrian official, Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal Mekdad, told the Associated Press Wednesday the opposition should let go of the dream of getting President Bashar al-Assad to step down. The UN diplomat met Wednesday with members of the opposition High Negotiation Committee. Government negotiators are due in Geneva by Friday. The chairman of the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee Wednesday criticized a stream of allegations of sex abuse by U.N. peacekeepers in Africa. Senator Bob Corker said the U.S. is the largest contributor to U.N. peacekeeping operations, and he expressed disgust at reports calling into question the competence of the U.N. Secretary General.
What is wrong with him? I mean, is he just so inept that he can't cause a body like this to keep this from happening over and over and over again?
Dozens of allegations of sexual abuse have been reported, especially in Democratic Republic of Congo and Central African Republic. Allegations of abuse by UN peacekeepers and staff rose last year, despite the institution's zero-tolerance policy on such misconduct. This is VOA News.